music.
Well, you know, my mother, she played a lot of Afro-Cuban records and Earth, Wind, and Fire, and so I grew up off all of that, so. And I just listened to it, and I just loved it so much, you know, I just, you know, I would imitate it, but as I got older, you know, people were like, you know, even my mother, she was like, you know, my mother would think I have a radio in my room, she'd tell me to turn off the radio, but.
Music!
But I tell her, it's me, you know. I mean, I can show people the basics, but it's just like a drummer would do, but with my mouth, and I'm just doing it. I'm just like doing it, you know. Hola. It's cool. As far as how I do it, really just came to me just naturally. I mean, for me, like, it was more like whistling. You know, I really didn't care too much about it at all, but people were like, yo, you really, you know, you're doing something that's different, you know. Using the resonance of your whole mouth to get a kind of more bassy sound or more tighter sound. I mean, using your tongue, your teeth, your jaw. It's like I feel rhythms, I feel vibrations, and I just find a way to manipulate, you know, my lips, the breathing aspect of, as far as keeping the rhythm going consistently. I mean, it's like when I go home, you know, like the little children from 5 and up, they block the front door, you know, to the apartment building. They call me the beat man. They say, do the beat for us. We let you in the house. Do the beat. Do the beat. It's like real cute, you know, so. First it was the beat. Then the beat became God.
One, two.
I think my first show, like, when I was like about 17 years old, I was doing bar mitzvahs, bat mitzvahs. Your heart is a beat, it's like a drum. The human orchestra. Kenny Muhammad. Thank you.